This is Trish McGregor with your Star Power Astrological Forecast for June 2024. It looks like an enjoyable month for the most part. No Mercury retrograde. Saturn turns retro in Pisces on June 29th and will remain that way until November 15th. This period favors inner work. It's also time for you to recognize how far you've come and to pat yourself on the back for a job well done. Now that Jupiter has entered Gemini on May 25th, it will be forming positive aspects to fellow air signs, Aquarius and Libra. Keep track of how this transit impacts you. Is it lucky? Expansive? Are you experiencing more synchronicities than usual? Here are the important dates in June. June 2nd, Jupiter in Gemini trines Pluto in Aquarius. On the 4th, there's a Mercury-Jupiter conjunction in Gemini. On the 6th, new moon at 16 degrees Gemini with Venus conjunct. On the 9th, square between Sun and Gemini and Saturn in Pisces. On June 16th, there's a square between the Sun and Gemini and Neptune in Pisces. On the 21st, there's a full moon at 1 degree Capricorn. On the 29th, Venus in Cancer sextiles Mars in Taurus. Now let's see how these dates impact each sign. Aries. On the 2nd, there's a beautiful trine to enjoy between Jupiter and Gemini in your 3rd house and Pluto and Aquarius in your 11th. This one should expand your communication opportunities and how you communicate. It's an excellent time to touch base with your network with an update. You may experience different ideas on how to grow your network. Keep notes. The 4th brings a powerful conjunction between Mercury and Jupiter in Gemini. This aspect definitely expands your communication. You may feel compelled to start a blog, build a website, or email people you haven't heard from recently. Or you may spend the day on the phone. The new moon on the 6th is at 16 degrees Gemini, Venus conjunction, and Pluto Aquarius transit. This one should usher in new communication opportunities in writing, podcasts, radio, web posts, a book, screenplay, no telling. However this unfolds for you, the Venus conjunction and the Pluto trine indicate that women and a romantic partner are helpful, and someone in your network may be too. The square on June 9th between the Sun and Gemini and Saturn in Pisces indicates, well, annoyance, as squares usually do. In this case, the communication may be misunderstood and someone's feelings can get hurt, or your feelings get hurt. Try not to stress about it. Think of it as a Mercury retro type of glitch. The 16th brings another square, this one between the Sun in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces. With both Saturn and Neptune in your 12th house, the rules, the status quo, and authority are pushing up against your higher ideals and creating tension. On the 21st, the full moon at 1 degree Capricorn falls in your 10th house. Mars and Taurus is widely trine, Venus is opposed. If you're nearing completion on something in your professional life, that Mars in your second house of income may be urging you to hurry up, come on, let's get paid. With the Venus opposition, take your time. The 29th brings a sextile between Venus and Cancer in your 4th house and Mars and Taurus in your 2nd. It looks as if a romance is heating up, but along with it comes loving communication. Taurus. Now that Jupiter is in Gemini and your second house of income, Taurus, you should be reaping financial benefits. On the 2nd, Pluto and Aquarius in your 10th house trines Jupiter. You may see tangible financial benefits related to a task or responsibility you've taken on professionally. And on the 4th, with the Mercury-Jupiter conjunction in Gemini in that income area, you may be in discussions with an employer or client in that regard. And these discussions may pay off big time on the 6th, with a new moon at 16 degrees Gemini with Venus conjunct. New moons usher in new opportunities, and with this one, those opportunities are financial. A woman may prove crucial to negotiations or in providing the opportunity. Big question, what will it be? The 9th is a less pleasant day. There's a square between the Sun in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces in your 11th house. If you earn money from your network or brand, there may be a glitch today that's irritating. Saturn represents authority and structure, so it's important that you rectify whatever this is as soon as possible. A week later, on the 16th, you have another square to contend with. This one between the Sun in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces. This aspect may trigger an unpleasant reaction to someone or something when dealing with finances. Neptune represents our higher ideals, and it's in your 11th house with Saturn. Whoops. Authority and idealism may be butting heads today with the Sun in Gemini, which just wants to have fun and talk. The full moon on the 21st is at 1 degree Capricorn with Mars and Taurus widely trine and Venus and Cancer opposed. You may be completing something related to a foreign trip you're planning, and these smaller details are important, so pay close attention. With Venus opposed, there may be a snafu if you're working on an artistic project of some kind. News you hear may concern your spirituality. On the 29th, Venus in Cancer sextiles Mars in Taurus. Ah, finally, a more peaceful day. Your communications in any form come across clearly, succinctly, and that success moves you forward in your personal life. Gemini. Okay, what fun for you. Expansive Jupiter is now in your sign, and in June there are some notable aspects to it. On the 2nd, Jupiter in Gemini trines Pluto in Aquarius, so this one connects your 1st and 9th houses. It looks as if your focus today is on spirituality, talking about it, writing about it. You may be curious about certain facets of spirituality and explore them today. You may also be planning a trip. The 4th should be a stellar day. Mercury and Jupiter are conjunct in your sign. Your communications today, regardless of what form they take, are expansive and far-reaching. You may want to touch base with your network, team, family, friends. It's an ideal day to spend with positive, upbeat people. On the 6th, the new moon at 16 degrees Gemini has Venus conjunct. This should be a terrific day for you. New opportunities surface in your personal life and may involve the arts, romance, and or female friends or siblings. However things unfold, you're pleased with what transpires. The 9th features a square between the Sun in your sign and Saturn in Pisces in your career area. You may encounter a professional glitch today when a boss or client provides negative feedback on a project or task in which you're involved. Don't fret about it. Resolve things however you can without compromising your own values and ideals. The 16th brings another square between the Sun in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces, also in your career area. The professional challenge today may not be something you can resolve because it runs contrary to your deepest ideals. If possible, wait until the full moon on the 21st to make your decision. The 21st full moon is at 1 degree Capricorn with Mars and Taurus widely trine and Venus opposed. Full moons often bring news, and this one may concern things like credit cards, insurance, mortgages, or your partner's income. With the Venus opposition, the news may not be all you had hoped, but that Mars trine keeps you moving forward. On the 29th, Venus in Cancer sextiles Mars and Taurus, connecting your 2nd and 12th houses. Something you're doing behind the scenes brings in money. Nice way to end the month. Cancer. Several transits this month occur in your 12th house, the personal, unconscious, and what lies behind the scenes. On the 2nd, Jupiter in Gemini in your 12th house trines Pluto in Aquarius in your 8th. A psychic experience of some kind is certainly possible. Also, be on the lookout for synchronicities. It's also possible that something you're doing behind the scenes brings in money. On the 4th, Mercury and Jupiter conjunct in Gemini in your 12th house. You have a lot of ideas today, and your only dilemma is which one should you choose and for what. With Mercury involved, communication in any form is the result. At the very least, it's a good idea to touch base with your network of family and friends. They'll enjoy your expansive ideas. The new moon on the 6th is in Gemini and Venus is conjunct. With this one, the possibility is that a romance is ignited, but out of sight and behind the scenes. It isn't something you mention on social media. Another possibility is the opportunity for a creative project like ghostwriting or some other endeavor that takes place behind the scenes. Enjoy today because on the 9th, you have a square to contend with. The square on the 9th involves the Sun in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces. It looks like an authority figure, boss, employer, client, parent, the government, stands between you and your enjoyment of the day. Exactly what the interference is depends on your situation. Don't try to rectify whatever this is today. If possible, wait until the aspects are more favorable, like on the 29th. The 16th features another square, this one between the Sun in Gemini, again, and Neptune in Pisces. There could be some confusion or mixed signals today. That's a Neptune influence. Don't lose time worrying about whatever this is. Just keep your thoughts and intentions focused and clear and positive. The full moon on the 21st falls in Capricorn at 1 degree in your 7th house. Mars is widely trine, Venus is opposed. News you hear today may be connected to a business or personal partner or to your network. Mars is urging you to hurry up and connect with your network with the latest news and developments, but there may be resistance from a woman or creative contributor. The 29th finally brings a positive aspect, a sextile between Venus and Cancer and Mars and Taurus. The secret romance or the opportunity the new moon brought in may be evolving in an unusual way. A sister, female friend, a romantic interest is helpful. Leo, now that Pluto is in Aquarius and Jupiter's in Gemini, how is your life changing? On the 2nd, Jupiter in Gemini is trined by Pluto in Aquarius. This aspect connects your 11th and 7th houses, networks and partners, both business and personal. It looks as if a partner proves strategic to some changes you may be making in your network or brand. Whatever it is, the idea is expansive and should prove to be beneficial. The 4th brings a Mercury-Jupiter conjunction in Gemini in your 11th house. You're talking up a storm today about the idea you have for your network or brand. You're doing this communication through emails, by phone, texting, in person. The possibilities excite you, so now the big question is, how do you implement the idea and make things happen? The new moon may hold that answer. The new moon on June 6th has Venus conjunct. This moon brings in new opportunities for your network or brand, and it looks as if a woman or creative is instrumental to the whole thing. If multiple opportunities surface, choose the one that speaks to you intuitively. You won't go wrong. On the 9th, the square between the Sun in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces may be problematic, but squares usually are. With this one, there may be a financial snafu that needs attention. It could involve a credit card, insurance, or mortgage payment, or even a royalty payment for work you've already done. The 16th features another square, this one between the Sun in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces, same houses. This one involves your ideals. You may take exception to something that's occurring in or with your network because it runs against your ideals. In this case, only you can rectify whatever it is. The full moon on the 21st is at 1 degree Capricorn in your 6th house of daily work. Mars in Taurus is widely trine, and Venus in Cancer is opposed. Full moons typically bring news and completion. This one involves your daily work and the way you maintain your health on a daily basis. The trine from Mars is urging you to hurry up and finish whatever it is you're doing. But if you hurry, you may run into a challenge from a woman. The sextile on the 29th is a nice way to end the month. Venus in Cancer sextiles Mars in Taurus. This one connects your 12th and 10th houses. A woman or creative individual with whom you're working behind the scenes helps you out professionally in a major way. Virgo, now that Jupiter is in Gemini and in your career area, and Pluto is in Aquarius in your daily work area, how are these two aspects of your life changing? Are your professional options expanding? On the 2nd, Jupiter and Pluto trine each other, facilitating the exchange of energy and qualities between their respective houses. It looks as if something you've taken on in your daily work has a nice payoff professionally. It may be a new task, project, or responsibility, or a raise. Use this energy to further your professional goals. The conjunction of Mercury and Jupiter and Gemini on the 4th is another professional boost day. You're communicating with fellow employees or freelancers if you're self-employed, and your boss or client is pleased with what you're doing. There may be a financial bonus here for you. The new moon in Gemini on the 6th is a beauty. Venus is conjunct. This one falls in your career area, so new professional opportunities are surfacing. They may involve some facet of the arts, and a woman, a friend, sister, a partner will prove helpful. Select the opportunity that awakens your passion. The 9th brings a square between the Sun in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces. The square puts a damper on things professionally. A business partner or authority figure may object to the way you're doing something. You probably are inclined to argue, but instead of wasting your time, deal with it all on a day when the aspects are more positive. The 16th ushers in another square involving the Sun in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces. This aspect may throw the proverbial wrench into a creative endeavor of yours. The project may not meet your expectations, or there may be something about it that doesn't fit your ideals. The full moon on the 21st is at 1 degree Capricorn, a fellow Earth sign. Mars in Taurus in your 8th house is widely trine, and Venus in Cancer is opposed. This moon should bring news about a creative project or perhaps one of your kids. If you have pets that are like your children, one of them may fit somehow into the day's events. The opposition from Venus isn't huge. It could just indicate that the project isn't quite ready to submit yet. On the 29th, the sextile between Venus in Cancer and Mars in Taurus may indicate a romance while traveling. It could involve someone in your network of friends and colleagues. It's someone with whom you share ideals. Libra. Now that Jupiter is in fellow air sign Gemini and Pluto is transiting fellow air sign Aquarius, have you noticed significant changes in your life? Both of these transits are positive for you. On the 2nd, the trine between Jupiter and Pluto connects your 9th and 5th houses. Your creative inspiration today comes from your spirituality and worldview. Your muse is busy digging through various parts of your personality to deliver ideas you can use in some creative way. The 4th brings a Mercury-Jupiter conjunction in Gemini. You may be planning a trip overseas and are communicating a lot with whoever your traveling companion or companions will be, or with family and friends about the proposed trip. You may be checking additional info on places to visit. The new moon in Gemini on the 6th ushers in new opportunities for foreign travel, graduate school, and expanding your spirituality and worldview. Venus is conjunct, so these new opportunities may well involve creativity, the arts, and women who are especially helpful. You may take or teach a workshop in an area that interests you. The 9th brings a square between the Sun in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces. Ugh. It looks as if an assignment you receive or a task responsibility you take on in your daily work isn't quite what you'd hoped it would be. As a result, you run into resistance from your client or employer. Squares are usually annoying and in some way test who we are. The 16th features another square between the Sun in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces. This particular aspect is primarily about confusion involving your daily work assignments. It may feel a lot like a Mercury retro day. You say one thing, your client or employer says something else, and then there doesn't appear to be any connection between the two. Resolve it another day, if possible. The full moon on the 21st is at 1 degree Capricorn in your 4th house. Mars in Taurus is widely trine. Venus in Cancer is opposed. There's news about your family or home life that somehow impacts your professional life. Mars in stubborn Taurus urges you forward regardless of the setback the Venus opposition may bring. Listen to your intuition. The sextile on the 29th is a beauty. It's between Venus in Cancer in your professional area and Mars in Taurus in your 8th house. It certainly looks like one of your professional endeavors pays off handsomely, or you get a significant break with insurance, credit, or mortgage, or all of the above. Nice way to end the month. Scorpio. Now that Jupiter is in Gemini and Pluto is transiting Aquarius, have you noticed changes in your life? If so, what kind? On the 2nd, the trine between Jupiter and Gemini and Pluto and Aquarius should give you a good taste of how these energies are working for you. The trine connects your 8th and 4th houses, so if your home is on the market, you may get an offer for your asking price. Another possibility is that a project you're doing at home has a handsome payoff. The 4th features a conjunction of Mercury and Jupiter in Gemini in your 8th house. So today you're communicating about 8th house matters, mortgages, insurance, credit, but also about the paranormal. The conjunction may actually bring about a synchronicity or a psychic experience of some kind. Enjoy it. The new moon on the 6th is in Gemini, that 8th house again. Venus is conjunct. New moons bring new opportunities, and with this one, you or your partner get a raise, insurance payout, a break in your mortgage, or some other financial benefit. With Venus in the mix, a woman is helpful or the opportunity involves some facet of the arts. The 9th may be a good day to just stick to the familiar. The square between the Sun in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces may result in creative glitches of some kind. The problem could be with a client or employer. The 16th presents another square, this one between the Sun in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces. This one is mainly about confusion concerning a creative project, one of your kids, or one of your pets. It could be the result of miscommunication. The full moon on the 21st is at 1 degree Capricorn in your 3rd house. Mars is widely trine and Venus is opposed. There may be news about a communication project, a sibling, or even a neighbor. If you're in the process of completing something, you may run into trouble with a female boss, client, employer, or even a partner. The 29th brings another great aspect, a sextile between Venus in Cancer and Mars in Taurus. This one connects houses 9 and 6. If you're planning a trip abroad, this is the day to finalize your plans, buy your tickets, make your lodging reservations. Sagittarius. So with Jupiter now in Gemini in your partnership area, what things have changed in your life? And what change has Pluto and Aquarius in your third house brought about? On the second, you get a taste of both of these planets when they trine each other. This aspect facilitates the exchange of energies between your third and seventh houses. Today, communication with your partners, business, and personal should be excellent. Plan your strategy, set your business goals, think outside the box. This is your year to expand your business dealings. On the 4th, Mercury and Jupiter are conjunct in Gemini, that 7th house again. It's another stellar day for communication. You'll be thinking way outside the box, even if you feel it's too difficult to do that. You of all signs, though, should be used to that by now. After all, Jupiter rules your sun sign. The 6th brings a new moon in Gemini with Venus conjunct. New moons usher in new opportunities, and with Venus in the mix, this will be a beauty. Some possible areas: new opportunities in business, communication, personal partnerships. The gift of gab is yours now, Sag, so make the most of it. If you're single, one of those opportunities may bring in a new romantic interest who could turn out to be a soulmate. The square on the 9th is between the Sun in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces in your 4th house. It looks as if an authority figure of some kind seriously impedes what might otherwise be a good day. Squares are often annoying, but they also remind us about the areas of life where we need to inject good thoughts and positive intentions. The 16th brings in another square between the Sun in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces, same houses, 4th and 7th. This aspect is primarily about confusion, yours and other people's. It may involve snafus in communication with someone in your personal environment or within your family. You may want to hold off dealing with this one until the aspects are more favorable. The full moon on the 21st is at 1 degree Capricorn, with Mars widely trine and Venus opposed. This opposition falls in your 8th house of shared resources, another financial area. Mars is in your 6th house of health and work. The sum of all this is related to your daily work, where you're trying to complete something and may run into opposition from a female client or employer. News you hear may concern that very thing. On the 29th, there's a sextile between Venus in Cancer and Mars in Taurus. This aspect favors your daily work routine and, well, money. If you have taken on an additional task or responsibility in your daily work, then expect a handsome payoff. Capricorn, now that Jupiter is in Gemini and Pluto is in Aquarius, how has your life changed? This month, there are some aspects that involve both planets. On the 2nd, the trine between Jupiter and Gemini and Pluto and Aquarius connects your 2nd and 6th houses, income and daily work. It looks as if a task or responsibility you've taken on in your daily work will have a handsome payoff at the end. If you can complete it by the 21st with a full moon in your sign, terrific. On the 4th, the conjunction of Jupiter and Mercury in Gemini has you communicating like crazy with coworkers, clients, employers. You may be planning something in your daily work that involves a team, so communication is vital. Be sure everyone understands the rules and the strategy. The new moon on the 6th is in Gemini and Venus is conjunct. New opportunities surface in your daily work, and women or a woman are instrumental. It could be a new job, a promotion, a raise, or an assignment where you have a chance to do something different and exciting. Make your selection intuitively. The square on the 9th is between the Sun in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces, 6th and 3rd houses. You may run into a challenge with an authority figure, boss, client, police, parent, the government. Instead of pushing against whatever this involves, deal with it on a day with more favorable aspects, like on the 29th. There's another square on June 16th, this one between the Sun in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces. Once again, this involves houses 6 and 3. With Neptune in the mix, there may be some communication snafus about your daily work routine or with a neighbor or even a sibling. If you're close to any of the people involved, you should be able to iron things out. Otherwise, wait until the 29th. The full moon in your sign on the 21st is at 1 degree Capricorn, with Mars and Taurus widely trined in your 5th house and Venus opposed in Cancer in your 7th. Mars is urging you to hurry up and complete a creative endeavor, but a female partner or client may be objecting to something this project involves. If so, try to remove the issue today and resolve it. Finally, on the 29th, there's a positive aspect that eases you out of the month. Venus in Cancer is sextile to Mars in Taurus, houses 7 and 5. It looks as if the issue from the full moon is resolved to everyone's satisfaction. Aquarius, with Pluto now in your sign for the first time in nearly 250 years, how is your life changing? Are you aware of what's going on deep inside you? And what impact has Jupiter and fellow air sign Gemini had on your life? On the 2nd, Jupiter and Gemini and Pluto and Aquarius are trying to each other, so this should give you an idea of how these energies work. Your creative endeavors are expansive right now and expansive in new, possibly unusual ways. Enjoy it. Play with it. Understand it. On the 4th, Mercury and Jupiter are conjunct in Gemini. This one really expands your communication abilities, and you can use them any way that suits you. Work, personal life, with friends, partners, families. Today should be a fun day, too, since Jupiter is often about enjoyment. The new moon in Gemini on the 6th has Venus conjunct, making this a stellar day. New opportunities that surface should be about creativity, your kids, what you do for fun and enjoyment. If you and your partner have been trying to start a family, this new moon may bring a pregnancy announcement. One of your kids may get married, be admitted to college or grad school, or have some other important news. The 9th brings a square between the Sun in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces. Ouch. This one may impact your finances, particularly if you're doing a creative project for a client. Try to tackle this one today since it involves your money. If you don't feel up to it, then wait until the 29th when the aspects are more favorable. The 16th ushers in another square between the Sun in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces. This one impacts the same houses, the 2nd and the 5th. Neptune here creates confusion, and with the Sun in Gemini, the confusion may result in miscommunication. If so, the confusion may concern a creative endeavor or an issue with one of your kids. The 21st brings a full moon at 1 degree Capricorn. Mars is widely trined and Venus is opposed. Something behind the scenes reaches completion, a job, an affair, work, work you're doing outside of your regular job, or maybe even therapy. It looks as if a woman objects to some aspect of your daily work routine. The trine from Mars to this moon keeps you moving forward anyway. The sextile on the 29th is between Venus in Cancer and Mars in Taurus, 6th and 4th houses. When these two cozy up, the day tends to be pleasant without a lot of drama. Good time for romance, too. Pisces. Now that expansive Jupiter is in Gemini in your 4th house and Pluto is in Aquarius in your 12th, have you noticed certain elements in your life changing? On the 2nd, you get a taste of these changes with the trine between Jupiter and Pluto. If you're planning to sell your home and move, it's likely that you will get the price you ask. You may move to a larger place with more property. It will help if you set your intentions and visualize this happening. Another possibility is that your family expands in some way. A pregnancy, a parent moves in, an adult child returns home to live. The 4th brings a Mercury-Jupiter conjunction in Gemini, making today ideal for touching base with family, friends, your network of colleagues. It's also a good day for promoting your brand and generally getting the word out about what's new, different, and evolving. Or you may find yourself with a friend or family member just catching up on news. The new moon in Gemini on June 6th has Venus conjunct. This beauty falls in your 4th house and brings new opportunities for your family, your communication projects, and anything else where you place your attention and intentions. Women in the arts are a vital part of these opportunities. If you're single, today you could meet your soulmate. The square on June 9th is between the Sun in Gemini and Saturn in your sign. You may be experiencing certain restrictions in your life right now, and this square complicates things. On what should otherwise be a pleasant day with that Sun in Gemini may turn sour when you run up against an authority figure, parent, employer, government official. The 16th brings another square, the Sun in Gemini, with Neptune in Pisces. This one may lead to confusion and communication with someone in your family or personal environment. A prospective buyer may balk at your asking price. Don't give in out of desperation. Deal with the situation. The aspects are more favorable, like on the 29th. The full moon on the 21st is in Capricorn, your 11th house. Mars is widely trine and Venus is opposed. You may be completing some project or endeavor that involves your network, and it looks like a woman takes exception to whatever you're doing. This may be the day you hear that. This may be the news you hear today. Mars urges you forward, but if possible, wait until the 29th to deal with this. Finally, the 29th brings a sextile between Venus in Cancer and Mars in Taurus. It's a good day to spend with the one you love. It's also an ideal time to dive into your creative projects and give your muse free rein.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical. Thank you.